My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Let's get to the college football world. I am not doing great. Oregon Ducks have not looked good 2 weeks into the season.
2-0.
They are 2-0, though, and they take on in-state rival this weekend. Joining us now is our good friend Bill Connolly at ESPN underscore Bill C on Twitter. ESPN college football writer, the man behind the S&P Plus. Bill, good morning to you. What in the world's going on with Oregon football right now?
Well, I mean, not a lot of good things, I guess. Well, actually, no, I'll start with the positive. They are far more efficient than their opponents so far. They are staying on schedule. They are doing a lot of things that that good teams tend to need to do, and that's a very good thing. Creating almost no big plays whatsoever is a bit of a surprise. You know, losing the field position battle, not doing well from all that well from a turnover standpoint. There have been a lot of weird things going on here, but just basically they have not made nearly enough plays, big plays, to be the top three-ish team that we kind of expected them to be this year.
So what are the SP Plus numbers saying about Oregon right now? Like, where are they at now? If they're not in the top three, where are they largely slated between numbers what?
Well, right now they've slipped from third to ninth. Now, if you continue to underachieve by about 25 points per game in the projections, you'll fall a lot further than that. and that's basically the only team that has underachieved more so far this year, and just in terms of missing projections, was UTSA, and they've had a bunch of injuries on offense at least. So, yeah, I mean, they just haven't. You know, you are 2-0, and you know, if you get by Oregon State, you won't play at a genuinely awesome team probably until week 7. So start looking like the team now, and you're fine. But yeah, they just haven't. No big plays, given up a ton of big plays, just haven't looked the part so far, and that needs to stop.
Yeah, well, and that's the interesting thing, is you got a couple more weeks to figure this out, but the panic button has been definitely pressed. What are the numbers telling you about the weekend matchup? Because I saw, I think the spread was 14.5 when it opened. It's been bet up a little bit. You like it to be closer than that, and the model likes it to be closer than that. But just the matchup between Oregon and Oregon State, a team who was underwhelmed, and an Oregon State team who hasn't really been tested, but always good defensively, and a really tough place for Oregon to go in and play on the road.
Yeah, I mean, basically, like the projections as they currently stand are Oregon by 13.5, basically. So pretty close to the line. But yeah, I mean, if you want to pull any sort of trend information from that, Oregon State won their last game by 16 points above projections and so on. And, you know, Idaho State was a little bit of a different story, I guess. But no, I mean, they're basically, Oregon State's a team that, you know, I said Oregon's given up a lot of big plays. Well, Oregon State's not making any of them. It feels like this might be a game that comes down to just field position and staying on schedule and who can, you know, get 2 first downs before they punt, that kind of thing. And you would assume that Oregon still has the playmakers to eventually pull ahead, but they got to play better than they have. You know, if they don't, then it's going to be super tight.
If I took the SP Plus out and college football fan Bill Connolly, because you are not the numbers, you share the numbers, but you are not the numbers, who has been the most impressive team sans Georgia in college football to you? Who has really opened your eyes?
Well, Texas, obviously, but that's a little too obvious, I think. They still aren't running the ball absurdly well by any means, but the way they handled the Michigan pass defense the other day in a hostile environment, making it extremely not hostile very quickly, I think that did say something. I think they are certainly up there, but it is funny, after the mixed impressions that we've gotten in these first 2 weeks, there are really only four teams, I think, that have genuinely looked phenomenal both weeks. It's those two, Ole Miss and Tennessee, four SEC teams across the board. Ole Miss has played less than nobody. I understand that, but they've treated Furman like Furman's a top 30 or 40 FCS team. They won by 76. Middle Tennessee's not good, but they won by 49. They've looked the part so far, and it's going to be like another month before they really play anybody who will test their kind of top 10 bona fides. So they're going to probably continue to look good. And Tennessee, they just replaced their extremely inconsistent quarterback with a five-star sophomore who's looked pretty good so far. The offense looks explosive again, and they messed around a little bit with NC State, but once they hit the gas, they were up four touchdowns very quickly. So that's really those are it. A lot of teams look really good or good twice or really good once or whatever, but those are the four that have stood out so far.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Bill Connolly, our guest, ESPN college football writer, the man behind the SP Plus model, at ESPN_BillC on Twitter. He's one of the best in the college football world, so go give him a follow there. I look at the Big Ten right now, Bill, and it's kind of fascinating to me. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like, is USC a front runner here? Like, USC's opening eyes. Ohio State's passing game's been a little clunky, but they're beating bad teams. Michigan's offense looks completely lost. Penn State, hey, great week one, and then what the hell are you doing in week two? And we've already gone over Oregon and how inconsistent they've been. Just where are you at right now on the Big Ten race and how that kind of looks 2 weeks into the season?
Yeah, I mean, a week ago, I was like, man, is Pitt State the best team in this conference? And then, now I'm like, okay, no, Ohio State's definitely the best team in this conference. Ohio State messed around for a half against Akron. They really just were plodding along, and then they finally hit the accelerator and did fine there. Looked great last week. Penn State was definitely the most confusing impression, though, because what they did against West Virginia was just they looked so physically dominant. Yeah. Like, never mind that their play calling actually was fun and they were making big plays again, and it's been a while. Like, they just looked like a different specimen of athlete across the board. And then they go and they barely beat Bowling Green the week after that. And, a lot of that was just, it felt like Bowling Green just had a really good plan and scored three times really quickly and then trailed off from there. But yeah, I mean, it was a completely different impression. A lot of teams did that, have given extremely conflicting impressions so far, and what you're left with is Ohio State. I think USC is definitely we don't quite know how good LSU is. The fact that they struggled to put away Nicholls State wasn't necessarily encouraging in that regard. But they certainly looked good last week. The defense has absolutely shown up so far relative to expectations. And I would assume that they're probably back to being a top 15-ish level team. But right now I think Ohio State's extremely trustworthy compared to everybody else.
Bill, should we be hitting the panic alarm, the button, whatever it is, on Marcus Freeman?
Well, it's so confusing. I guess really last week shouldn't have been as big a surprise as it was, at least in terms of them struggling, because they do have like the youngest offensive line in the history of the world. And if any team in the MAC was possibly going to give them a problem physically, it was going to be NIU plays a completely different game than the rest of the MAC in that regard. So, the fact that they were tested, that makes sense. And I mean, there was some fluky stuff, the 88 yard touchdown pass where it was a ball like went through two defenders somehow and ended up on the other side and all that. But it was still just strange that they continued to struggle for that long. And now we're looking at a team that's really only scored 37 points in two games. Even against A&M, it was their defense doing well. And maybe that is a sign that this is a rebuilding year on that side of the ball, especially if they're just not very good up front. I don't want to giving up on Marcus Freeman a week after, I'm like, finally, he's turned a corner. who knows? But they certainly might be a pretty poor offensive team this year.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
It's an unbelievable part about this sport is just from a week-to-week basis, Penn State and Notre Dame, prime examples of that, of like, hey, they finally figured it out. Look at this. And no, that didn't last very long. Shifting the focus back to the Northwest, I am curious to ask you about the Apple Cup this week. We're pretty bummed that this game is being played where the Seahawks play and not in Pullman. I hate neutral site games, and it's dumb. But we've also made the joke this week, is the right team favored? Washington State and John Mateer have looked very good. Washington, it's hard to get a read on them. They have not great first halves, but pulled away from inferior opponents. Just what is the model looking like with the Apple Cup, and how do you feel about the Cougs and the Huskies this weekend?
Yeah, Washington's been, I guess, consistently disappointed on offense and good on defense so far is the best way. They're another team that, I mean, they're very efficient. Big plays come and go, but they have managed to stay on schedule and eventually look the part at least. So Washington State's been super interesting so far offensively. I almost had, you know, John Mateer barely throws for 100 yards last week, and I almost had him in my Heisman top 10 for the week because of what he did with his legs. And they're all big plays, which is my favorite kind of team to watch. Allowing and giving up big plays, or you know, creating and allowing big plays, I should say. They're very entertaining. I assume the right team is favored. Let's see, SP Plus has Washington by about 9.5, and that's probably about right. But it is going to be, they really do make games volatile. Washington State does. They're just going to, they're going to frazzle things up. They're going to make big plays. They're going to give them up, and they're just going to try to create chaos. And that definitely, we don't know for sure that Washington's offense can keep up in an environment like that.
It was funny to hear Jake Dickert after the game say, you know, Mike Leach probably not happy with that his quarterback ran for 197 yards. Like, what are you doing, man? Throw the ball. And tonight they're honoring Mike Leach. That's not the way to do it. Last one for you, Bill. I feel like every week we go into when we say the slate's not that many great games this week. It's kind of the case last week. And you look up, Alabama's in a dogfight with South Florida again. I don't know what the hell's going on there. Penn State, we mentioned. Notre Dame, we mentioned. Oregon almost lost to Boise. So that was a lot. I'm going to ask you the impossible question. Another slate we look at and we're like, not a lot. Like, what, game day is going to, you know, South Carolina, LSU. Like, all right, people on the West Coast, not too thrilled about that. Are there any that you're circling that the model's showing of, and maybe pay a little bit closer attention to this because of a matchup, an injury, whatever the case may be?
Yeah, being that I live in Columbia, Missouri, I was confused. I think they maybe picked the wrong Columbia to go to this weekend.
Yes.
Since, you know, from a ranking standpoint, somehow Missouri-Boston College is your best game of the week, which honestly, I'm very curious about Boston College. They have definitely looked extremely unique on offense, very well coached. So that is going to be a fun game that maybe people didn't think they were supposed to watch, but they absolutely should. It is, you know, there are enough semi-interesting games that we know we're going to be entertained. It's going to be another one of those weeks where you just have to have the remote in your hand the whole time because you don't know quite where you're going. Alabama, Wisconsin could be interesting if Alabama continues to be all or nothing on offense. Big 12 has K-State Arizona on Friday night because Arizona's Big 12, but this game isn't Big 12 because everything's silly. But then UCF TCU, honestly, on Saturday evening could be just absolute, you know, wonderful nonsense of the Oklahoma State Arkansas variety. UCF, it seems like a team that could be really fun and volatile this year. A lot of SEC games that we don't know which one's going to be interesting, but LSU South Carolina or A&M Florida, Georgia Kentucky, probably not. There's definitely a lot to keep track of. It's just, yeah, there's definitely not an anchor game that we build the schedule around.
Well, there are a couple. I just went through the schedule, like UNLV's at Kansas, and Kansas just lost to Illinois. You got Tulane at Oklahoma, and Oklahoma struggled with
Tulane,
Houston.
Damn near knocked off K-State. Won, so. Hey, who doesn't love a game filled of nonsense, man? I love that word. There's a lot of nonsense in these games sometimes, and I love it when games are filled with that. Bill Connolly, ESPN college football writer, the author of the S&P Plus model, at ESPN underscore Bill C. If you're a college football fan, he is a must-follow, so go give him a follow. Thanks as always, Bill. We enjoyed the time, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Sounds good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.